Hello, you are listening to WMUC Digital, College Park. My name is Noah, and you are about to listen to Noises from the Crypt. Before we get into the music, I'm going to play a little PSA for you with Carly Rae Jepsen. Here we go.
Speech problems. Who's got them? If you're worried about that class presentation, come on down to the Oral Communication Center, or OCC for short. We offer support for students who need help with their communication and public speaking skills. We're based in the Skinner Building in room 2117 from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. But if you need a little help in the afternoon, we're in McKeldin Library room 2111 after 4 p.m. Go to umd.mywconline.net to schedule an appointment, but walk-ins are always welcome. See you there.
All right, that was our PSA of the night, and welcome to Noises from the Crypt, the best extreme metal, probably only still extreme metal show. I haven't checked out the new ones, but I'm going to guess I'm still the only extreme metal show on here. Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed that last show. One of the new shows, I think a lot of them are starting up this week, which is exciting. Always has a more active air in the studio when that's happening. Either way, I'm going to get into it. This week, I'm going to be playing a lot of fun stuff, considering the weather. It's hot. It's hot. It's not a bad hot. I mean, I've been enjoying it. But, you know, it's hot, too hot in some of these buildings. Like, I know McKeldin got closed down from 6:15 onward tonight, which is crazy because it's too hot, and South is awful, and the studio is awful. But, you know, we're going to have some fun stuff tonight. So I'm going to start off with a little kind of some old school style black metal with a Noctlick. With their song Reviling Human Flesh from the 2024 album Exaltation of Evil. Pretty good record, you know, very much so, like, quote-unquote copying the, like, Norwegian sound, but I think in a very high-quality way. It doesn't feel very rip-off-y to me. But yeah, and then after that, we're going to get into a Darkthrone song. One of the corniest Darkthrone songs ever, but it's still awesome. And I'll talk about that a little more after. But either way, you are listening to WMUC, and this is Reviling Human Flesh by Noctlick.
Thank you.
Too Old, Too Cold by the Legends, Dark Throne. This is from what I would say is like one of their more underappreciated eras. I know like a lot of the people who like Dark Throne are liking them because of the black metal stuff, but you know, their weird little crust punk era in the 2000s, I think is pretty good, all things considered. This is one of the corniest songs I think ever written. It's all about how like they're more black metal than everybody else. But either way, it's a good song. The riffs are fun, and I like it. Coming up next, we've got Hyrax, Thrash Legends. They just played a show maybe last month in Baltimore. I sadly missed that, but, you know, I wish I didn't. I'm going to be playing Killswitch by them from their 2004 album, The New Age of Terror. Probably my favorite record of theirs. that I've heard. I've only really listened to two. I listened to that one, and their debut, I think, was like 1989, somewhere around there. The song's awesome. Then after that, I've got a little obituary song. And, you know, we're just going to keep it running. Here is, you're listening to WNBC Digital, College Park, Noises from the Crypt. And here is Killswitch by Hyrax.
We'll be right back.
That was Dying by the Legends Obituary. I feel like they're really kind of hated. Maybe not hated, but like lowly valued in the current death metal scene right now. You know, they just don't, people don't get the old, slow, crushing style of death metal, I guess. they're a lot of fun, though. One of my favorite bands I've seen live, I think. I saw them open for Sepultura, quote-unquote Sepultura. Good show, though. There was another really good band there. I don't really remember their name, because I'm out of it today. Either way, good song. Up next, I've got another fire death metal song, a pair of death metal songs. I got Immolation with Father You're Not a Father from Close to World Below in 2000. I think one of the best death metal records of the 2000s. Absolute insane riffage, absolute insane drumming. Great themes, great lyrics, great screams, you know, all sorts of good, great bass playing. You know, it's good all around. Just very solid death metal record. And I think they needed that good drum. Like, their early stuff is great. I'm not going to say it's not. They're OSDM classics. But they needed those earlier. They needed the better drummer. And I'm glad they got rid of the earlier one for this album. And then after that, I've got an Autopsy song, which I'll talk about a little more after it plays. So you are listening to Noises from the Crypt, and this is Immolation, Father, You Are Not a Father.
Yeah.
That was In the Grip of Winter by death metal legends Autopsy, from their fantastic record, 1990 record, Mental Funeral. One of my favorite death metal records of the 90s. Just in, or 1991, sorry. Insane how nasty, how brutal, not brutal, but like how disgusting, how dirty that whole album is. It's just fantastic. I think it's a great early example of like death doom emerging. Not completely yet, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's just kind of straight up death metal, but especially that last part in that song is just awesome. Anyways, coming up next is a black metal band I've been listening to a lot recently. You know, I discovered them through Iron Firmament, their label, Vergild. I've been looking through their stuff, and I found this band called Astral Gauze, who has this cool sound, you know, lo-fi black metal stuff, but it's very good. And we're going to listen to that, and then we're going to get a Bolt Thrower song after that. So, yeah. And then this is going to be my last black metal song. Don't worry. It's going to be all fun stuff after that. either way, this is Twin Razors of Terran Hate from A Fire as Alien as Hostile, 2025 record by Astral Gauze. So, here we go. We'll be right back. That was Bolt Thrower with their legendary song, Where Next to Conquer. It is seriously bad in here, you guys. It is really, really hot. I'm struggling, but I'm doing it for you guys. I think probably their best album, Fourth Crusade, you know. I've always been partial. I think earlier in my life, maybe like 3 years ago, I was partial to their later stuff, you know. But as I mature, their earlier stuff becomes more attractive. I still don't think their first record is that good. I mean, it's good, but it's not amazing. But this record is just, ooh, perfection. It's beautiful. Great doomy death metal, super dark, super gritty, super fun. Yeah, I really do think death metal is like the quintessential extreme metal genre of the summer, which is why I felt like I was going to play some today. Some fun stuff, too. Like, I think I played a good amount of fun stuff. I had to throw a couple black metal songs in there because that's just what I've been listening to a lot recently. But, you know, death metal is the way to go. Speaking of, I've got a pretty good band up next, a pretty good, very good band, probably the only band I know of that's done death metal slash hardcore in a good way. You know, it's very often done really poorly by a lot of idiots, but these guys are awesome. Cruelty, Japanese, originally hardcore band, now death metal hardcore band, with their song Harder Than Before. And then after that, I'm going to play Malignant Ultra song. You guys know that's one of my favorites. So yeah, let's get into it. This is Harder Than Before by Cruelty off of their 2023 album Untopia. Here we go.
I'm
right. That was Usurping the Pantheon Crown by Malignant Altar, one of my favorite newer death metal bands. Just super, super nasty, super dirty, super pummeling, great production, just all around a good record. Up next, I've got a couple solid songs. I got two solid songs, and then we're going to be out of here. First up, I got Seance with their song Who Will Be Not Be Dead off of their album called For Never Laid to Rest from 1992. I think a very underrated album from the era. Like, it's crazy good, and especially this song is a masterpiece, I think, of OSDM. And then after that, I've got Worm Altar with Permanent Irreversible Decomposition from their 2022 demo. Another great one. Saw them up in Maine with Commuted and... Ooh, I'm not remembering their name. Japanese Death Doom band. Whatever. I don't remember them right now. But yeah, so that's going to be it for Noise from the Crypt tonight. Thank you for tuning in. Follow my Instagram if you want to sing us a song or something. And I will see you next week. Here is Who Will Be Not Be Dead by Seance on WMUC Digital College Park.
Before this door, standing, you don't care.